Dr. Kelsey, you just mentioned being an advocate and helping parents understand and helping the kids understand how to advocate. And one of the things that you did a few decades ago now, really, was start up a camp specifically for the purposes of helping the community of parents of cochlear of children with cochlear implants connect so that they could learn. Also, you know what, I want to hear that from you. What was the thought process, the impetus behind why create this camp?
You know, it's interesting. The camp first started as just a group of parents that we've become pretty good friends and close to, and we had the idea, well, let's go up and celebrate, have a good time, celebrate with the kids and you and just how successful they've been. So it started with just a small group of my immediate patients. I think there were 20 families and a small group. We went up to the YMCA at the Snow Mountain Ranch and just had a great weekend, but became very obvious that there was a need for this type of thing. And that initial group of parents, many are still involved with camp and with Listen, were really the driving force to show me that this is a big need. So the next year we expanded it, opened it up, and we had over 300 people, which was a little too big for that second camp. But again, it's really gone forward ever since, except the one year that we couldn't do camp with COVID. But it's hard to believe that's been over 22 years ago or 23 years ago. I think that was in 2001 that we had the first camp. And it continues to be really the only one in the country that's a family camp that's overnight. Several other camps have kind of used our model in a smaller format or day camp type situation. But it's been amazing that it's continued and really driven by the parents and great support now from the Listen and Jeanette to keep that going, because it's a very unique camp. It's a unique group of patients. And I think what we forget about cochlear implant patients is that they're really not part of the deaf culture, because they're part of the hearing world, but they're not normal hearing. So they're kind of in this in-between area, and they have very special needs and challenges with that. I'll never forget a camp a few years ago where a family was here from San Francisco, both parents in the medical field, and they had never met another family with a cochlear implant. So
yeah,
despite being so well connected, and we hear that all the time, and giving them the opportunity, the parents to interact with each other, obviously the children to interact with each other and make lifelong friendships, is really, really valuable. We also take the opportunity to educate the parents and have industry reps available to them to again help them make sure they're benefiting as best they can from the pathology.
You mentioned Jeanette Cantwell. She's the director of camps, and I have been so impressed with her and her ability to handle the camp. She has risen to the challenge. As you mentioned, it's the only camp in the country really with this particular focus on cochlear implant children and families, including the siblings, and giving them an opportunity to form bonds that are very unique as well. And we've had such a huge wait list for the past several years. You know, the last year, which was earlier this year, January 2024, when registration opened, both camps, June and July, and we're talking about 78 families between the two, but both camps filled up in less than a minute, And there are 40 plus families currently on the wait list. And so the board had to really look at how can we grow strategically. And that's a big balance, because it's a balance with what's the YMCA schedule and availability for cabins, where can we move into? It's a lot. And Jeanette did an amazing job at juggling all of that. So we're very happy that the board has approved not only expanding in 2026, which is the first opportunity we had with the YMCA of the Rockies to expand, going from 78 to, I believe, 92 families. So it's a good size increase, but also Jeanette's going to need some help. And so we have coming on board in January of this next year, 2025, an official assistant director for camps to help her logistically, from registration through everything, grant writing. It's a big nut, to carry, and she's done an amazing job. But I just want to thank you for your foresight with that, because being able to see that there are needs for parents, for fathers, for mothers, for kids, you know, for siblings, and then also for the children to come together, as you said. Many of them, the only child with a cochlear implant in their entire city, not just their school, to be able to come on camp and see, oh my gosh, look at all of these kids with CIs. And that is such a bond. So, you know, you didn't just leave it to otolaryngology. You didn't just leave it to being a CI surgeon with, I believe, something like over 3,000 surgeries. Is that right?
Yeah, I've lost track, but it's up to that number. Yeah, it's a lot, and it's been great to be part of this. And yeah, I saw a patient this week who was in town from out of state, and I said, "Oh, what are you doing the rest of your time in Denver?" "Oh, we're going to go see our friend that we met at camp." So it's those lifelong friendships that the kids can form that are really, really valuable. And the parents, I think, get as much out of it as the children, or if not more, and be able to talk to other parents about their challenges, how they handle different situations, what it's like to go off to college, et cetera. And what's also, I think, been really great about camp is we've been able to incorporate a lot of the camp graduates into volunteer positions so they continue on, and also bring in adult cochlear implant recipients as volunteers who can further mentor and really show the parents how adults with cochlear implants are able to function.
No, that is all so true and beautiful. And I can't wait to see, you know, we know that the camp is going to continue to grow and just reach more people from all over, more families from all over the country.